Thank you for calling Network Health Member Experience Department. Please listen carefully to the following options, as they have changed. The information you are about to receive is not a guarantee of coverage or payment. Actual benefits will be determined when the claim is submitted for processing. For quality assurance purposes, your call may be recorded and monitored. If you are calling with questions relating to a Medicare member, please press 1. A Marketplace Individual and Family Plan member, press 2. NETF State of Wisconsin Group member, press 3. A Self-Insured Plan, press 4. For a Commercial Employer Group Plan member, please press 5. To hear these options again, please press the pound key. If you are calling regarding benefits eligibility or authorization related inquiries, press 1. If you are calling regarding claim status or claim processing, press 2. Network Health does not administer the method of provider payment, such as paper check, virtual credit card, or EFT. If you have questions on the method of payment that you recently received, please contact ECHO at 888-834-3511. Thank you. We strongly encourage providers to use our online comprehensive Network Health Provider Portal for eligibility, benefits, authorization, and claim information. If you choose to hold for a member experience representative, you may experience extended wait time. For immediate service, please hang up and go to networkhealth.com, click on Provider Resources at the top of the page, and then click on the Provider Portal link. Thank you for your patience and understanding. To help us better serve you, please enter the member or participant ID number, followed by pound of the person you are calling about now, or simply stay on the line for assistance.
Thank you for calling Network Health. My name is Larissa. Max, who am I speaking with today?
Hi, Marissa. My name is Nick Jordan, and I am calling from our provider office to check the status of and claim. You can help me out with that.
Absolutely, Nick. And your last name initial was J, right?
Yeah, it's J like Jordan. J like Jordan.
Thank you. And can I have a callback number?
That will be 213-401-2775 with the extension number of 4553.
Thank you so much. What's the member ID number you're calling about?
A second, I will provide the member ID number. Just a second. By the way, how's your day going though? How's your day going? How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good, yourself?
It's been Monday. I need to take a leave off on that day, but I couldn't get it, so I have to come to office like as usual. I have got the member ID though. That will be 700-148-314.
That was P like Paul?
Yeah, that will be, no, it's not P like Paul, it's 700-148-314, that's it.
Alright, thank you so much.
Yeah.
So it looks like the member has a Medicare Advantage plan with us. Unfortunately, you reached me here on the commercial side.
Uh-huh. So you can help me to, Yeah, you can help me to find some live representative like you at that department.
Absolutely. What's
thanks.
Is that claims or benefits?
It's for claims.
All right, bear with me one moment, okay? I'll get you to a live representative.
मेरे पास.
Thank you for calling Network Health. My name is Rosa. Can I please have your first name?
Hi, Rosa. My name is Nick Jordan, and I am calling from a provider office to check the status of a patient claim. You can help me out with that, Rosa?
Yes, I can. You said the name, your name was Nick Jordan?
Yeah, that's correct.
Thank you. And Nick, what is a good phone number for you?
That will be 213-401-2775, and that will be the like with the extension number 4553.
The name of the facility that you're calling from?
Los Angeles Hematology Oncology Medical Group is the facility which I am calling from right now.
And you said Los Angeles Hematology Oncology Medical Group?
Yeah, that's correct.
May I please have your MPI?
Sure, that will be 145-740-9674.
Remember's IC number?
Just a second, I will provide you that. How's your day going, Rosa?
I'm sorry?
How's your day going? How you are doing today?
It's going good, thank you.
Uh-huh.
I actually do see that you've entered an ID number. Would you be able to just verify the first and last name?
Uh-huh. It will be Valencia Adams.
And the date of birth is Valencia.
6/6/1961. Yeah. What will be the initial to your last name though, Rosa?
And it's Nancy.
Okay.
You said you need claim status?
Yeah, it's foreign claim status.
What is your date of service?
10/8/2024 with the total charge amount of $119. And for this one, we have submitted claim on 6/16/2025 on the fax number of 920-720-1920. And this claim is corrected claim. Have you received any corrected claim for this thing?
Let me look into that, sir.
Okay.
I don't see any corrected claims on file other than the original claim.
We have submitted it by the fax, so it should be received by, like, we have submitted by adding the correct taxonomy.
Okay, I only see a claim that we received on
1/5/2025, right? Not received it, that is actually denied date of the claim.
Okay, so
yeah.
Date of service 10/8/24 for $119, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so I only have one claim. This claim was received on May 23rd of 2025.
Okay.
And it's denial.
Like it has been denied for incorrect taxonomy ID, right?
For this one. That is correct.
Okay. Okay, so for this one, what we have to do, like, we are submitting on the, like, you have submitted like on the like the fax number which I have provided you is the correct fax number, right?
Let me just verify that information just a moment.
Okay.
Fax number for appeals would be 920-720-1832.
920-720-1920. It's not foreign appeal and it's foreign claim.
I'm sorry?
The fax number.
I'm sorry.
I said correct. The fax number that I have provided you is correct, right? The fax number I have is 920-720-1920. Is that okay?
That is correct. Yes.
Okay,
sir.
So we can refile the claim on this May, like tax, fax ID, right?
You can certainly attempt to do so, yes.
No problem. What will be the reference for the whole conversation, Tatra?
Are you asking for a reference call?
Yeah.
It would be my first name, R-O-S-A,
okay.
N as in Nancy.
Okay.
Talking to me at 12:06 p.m.
Okay, and we also need to generate the portal for network choice management. So what will be the process for that portal creation, registration for the portal?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
If we want to register for an portal, so what
portal.
We have to, yeah, for the portal access, so which link we have to retire from?
You should go to networkhealth.com.
Just a second. Networkhealth.com. After that?
Yes.
That's it?
Then you would go to... No. You would go then to medical providers.
For dental and medical providers, in that we have to go on which portal, provider portal login?
Provider portal login.
Okay.
And then you have to create an account if you don't have one created already.
Okay. We can create the portal from this, and if we want to take follow up for the portal creation, so where we have to call on this number itself we have to call?
I'm sorry, what was your question regarding the portal?
No problem. What time it required to be and for the portal to be created? Like if we have registered right now, so we have to wait for how many days for the portal access?
Just a moment and I can...
Okay, got it. No problem. Nice to have a talk with you. Bye-bye. Have a day.